Val Demings, Police Response to Texas School Shooting Should Be Investigated. By Pam Key on May 29, 2022. Representative Val Demings, Democrat, Florida, said on Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that she wanted a thorough and complete investigation into local and federal authorities' response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Partial transcript as follows. Brennan, I'm going to ask you about this response in Texas because apart from the shooter, now there's this probe of what the police did with their response that day. You know, after the massacre in Parkland, the school officer who was assigned to protect those kids was later charged with criminal negligence for his inaction. Given what we've learned about what happened in Texas, should we expect the same there? Demings, well, what we must demand is a thorough and complete investigation. Margaret, I served as a law enforcement officer pre-Columbine. I served as a law enforcement officer post-Columbine. Pre-Columbine, we would respond to an active shooter situation. We would secure the perimeter, and then we would wait for the crisis negotiators and the SWAT team. I served as a crisis negotiator for 12 years. We all know post-Columbine, there is no time to waste. That the officers on that scene are expected to go into those active shooter situations. We trained on it at the Orlando Police Department and every sworn member including the chief of police went through the active shooter training. So obviously, that did not happen. The other important thing, those early minutes after the shooting. We know that there's a demand for more and more information. But the information that we give, especially when we say an SRO, school resource officer, went in and basically engaged a suspect and ammunition or bullets were fired. And that's not true. The communications, we have to make sure that it is as clear and as accurate as possible. So there's a lot of work to do there. We have certainly more questions than answers, and I know that we're going to get to the bottom of it. Brennan, should there be some sort of federal probe or some sort of school shooting safety board at the federal level, or is this all up to Texas State Police? Demings, well, what we do know is that there were multiple agencies involved. I personally think the wrong agency was in charge of that scene. But let me say this, I wasn't there on the ground. I know that police officers have a tough job in these active shooter situations, as we've seen time and time again. They're usually outgunned. We know that. But we must, Margaret, demand an investigation and I believe the FBI. I mean, that would be my vote for a federal investigation. But I do believe since there were so many agencies involved on the ground, it's important that we know what role every agency played. It's important that we know, was there any discussion about going in? Those 19 officers who we're told were in the hallway. Were there any discussion between other commanders from other departments? We must know the answers to those questions. And I think a federal investigation is certainly in order. Brennan, let me ask you quickly. Are you satisfied with the scope of President Biden's executive order on police reform this week? Demings, well, I certainly think the duty to intervene and look. We know that police departments come in different sizes. Some that are 35,000, some are as small as 10 or 6. And so the level of training that they get is different. But duty to intervene, the de-escalation training being included in use of force, making sure that the public is aware of criminal or not criminal but misconduct could be criminal in some instances. I think all of those things are a good start. But Margaret, that's all they are. I also think we need to look at training across the board with law enforcement. And let's standardize the training so the small agencies will have the benefit of good training just like the larger agencies. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.